Salvation unto us that come by God be praised and given. Good works cannot of unto may help and save us ever. Faith goes to Jesus Christ alone, who did for all the world atone. He is our
good morning and welcome to Christ for Us. Christ for Us is sponsored by First Confessional Lutheran Church, or Lutheran Parish, I should say. That's First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, and First Devanger Lutheran Church in Fertile. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. The Word of God recorded in St. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Now there were in the same country shepherds, living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The angel told the shepherds about the baby. It was a short sermon with two parts. First, he said who the baby was. Then he said where to find the baby. Who was the baby? He was their Savior. He was the promised Christ. He was the Lord God. Where would they find the baby? They would find him wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. First, one angel preached a two-part sermon. Then, a multitude of angels sang a hymn with two verses. The first verse is, "Glory to God in the highest," and the second verse is, "And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." It's kind of like going to church, isn't it? One man preaches a sermon, the whole congregation sings hymns, and, just like the shepherds, we look for the signs in order to find the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. The shepherds looked for a baby wrapped in strips of cloth lying in a manger. We look for bread and wine that has been consecrated by Christ's almighty words to be his body and blood. We eat bread and we drink wine. With these simple signs, we receive the body and the blood of the same Lord Jesus Christ who was laid in a manger so long ago. The shepherds looked upon Jesus lying in a manger. They, and we Christians today, can say with Simeon that we have seen our salvation, which God has prepared before the face of all people. We think of how different things were then from the way they are now. We've never heard an angel preach, to say nothing of hearing a multitude of angels sing. We don't tend sheep in Palestine, we don't speak Aramaic or even Greek, and we cannot see Jesus in the flesh. Looking around for babies lying in mangers will not lead you to Jesus. That sign was for them, and it was for then. We are not there, we are here. But things are not so different for us than they were for the shepherds. In fact, things are really very much the same. They were afraid when they witnessed the glory of God. So are we. They were told in no uncertain terms that the Savior was born to them, for them, as their Savior, and we are told the same thing. They were given signs by which to find their Savior. So are we. They heard a hymn that joined together God's glory in heaven to his goodwill toward us here on earth, and we hear the same hymns today. They were afraid when they witnessed the glory of God. There's a reason for this fear. It isn't because God is so very great and we are so very small. It isn't because God knows so much and we know so little. It isn't because God is so powerful and we are so weak. The real reason we are afraid of God's glory is that God is holy and we are sinners. There is a comfort in God being great when we know that He's on our side. And there's also an assurance in His omniscience and a sense of safety in His power. We would not run away from a great, all-knowing, and almighty God if this God were on our side, if He were for us, if He approved of us and accepted us as we are. But it is our sin within. It is our accusing conscience that makes the glory of God so terrifying. When God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, Moses had to hide underneath the cleft of a rock so as to avoid witnessing the glory of God in His uncovered holiness. But even then, the children of Israel could not look straight at Moses' face when he came off of the mountain, because the glory of God's holiness reflected in Moses' face was too terrifying for them to look at. This is why people run away from God. They deny Him, and then they make a God within, and they follow Him. Now, this God that people make, the God within themselves, He may be as small and ignorant and weak as its maker, but at least He's a sinner, just like we are, so He can hardly judge us. You're not going to be afraid of such a God. Consider the pagan gods and goddesses that were invented by the ancients. These gods and goddesses were all sinners. They weren't to be feared the way you would fear a holy God. Solomon writes in the Proverbs that the guilty runs away when no one is chasing him. And so it is. And so we feel the fear of the shepherds. That is to say, if we see God's glory in His law, we've misused God's name by failing to pray to Him with sincere hearts. We've abused the Sabbath by valuing any number of things more highly than the preaching of God's word. We've dishonored those in authority over us, pointing out their sins and excusing our disobedience and lack of respect on account of their weakness. We've ignored our neighbor's bodily needs. We've dishonored marriage by lust, pride, and selfishness. We've been dissatisfied with what belongs to us and have sought more at the expense of others. We've hurt the neighbor's reputation in order to advance our own. And all this has been witnessed by a great, all-knowing, and almighty God who appears here on earth with all His glory. And so we are afraid, just like the shepherds of so long ago. And then we hear the same sermon from the angel of the Lord. In the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord was a reference to Christ, because before He was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, He was called the angel of the Lord. It was the angel of the Lord who told Abraham not to kill Isaac on Mount Moriah. It was the angel of the Lord who appeared to Moses at the burning bush. It was Christ. Before He took upon Himself our human nature, He was called the angel of the Lord. And when you read in St. Luke's Gospel, it is an angel of the Lord who says to the terrified shepherds, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This is no mere information. It's not as if the angel is just passing on religious news to which they might want to give heed should they find the time. No, this is a personal message from God Himself to you. You run away from the holy God because of your sin, but listen to the angel. He's talking to you. He says that the good tidings of great joy are for all people. That means you. He says there is born to you. That means you. So don't run away. The angel of the Lord is addressing you. Your Savior is talking. He's come to rescue you from the sins that accuse you, and he joins himself to your own flesh and blood in order to become your holy substitute in living and in dying. He is the eternal Son of the eternal Father, and he has come to make you God's child, and he's telling you where he may be found. The shepherds were given signs, but those signs have long gone. We don't really know where the manger went, and the swaddling cloths have disappeared, obviously. That was for then. Now, if they had looked for their Lord and Savior in a home fit for him, they never would have found him. They were directed to humble signs, strips of cloth wrapped around a baby who's lying in a manger. And so it was to those signs that they went in order to find their Savior. And so it is to the signs that we must go. I may feel God's holiness accusing me, but there's a sign of water poured over my head with my name joined to the name of the Holy Trinity. And by the authority of Jesus, that sign tells me that while I may feel my guilt and unworthiness before God, in fact, I'm born again and am filled with the Holy Ghost. And so I may feel a fear within me when God sees me as I am. And then my Savior invites me to receive the bread and the wine. Now, these are signs. The bread signifies the body that lay in the manger and was later nailed to the cross. The wine signifies the blood that was shed once and for all for the forgiveness of sins. But wait, they are more than signs, because the bread and the wine have actually become, by the almighty power of Christ's word, the body and the blood by which I am forgiven of all my sins. The shepherds heard a heavenly choir sing that first and best Christmas carol that was ever sung, and so we join together Christmas after Christmas to sing hymns and songs that teach the Christian truth, the truth that the glory of God in heaven is joined to the peace and goodwill we have from God here on earth. And what joins heaven to earth is the child lying in a manger. And so this is what we sing. At First Confessional Lutheran Parish, we believe that the hymns we sing together confess the faith that we share. And that's not just the sentiment of our hearts, although I suppose hymns can become sentimental. But more important, it is the divinely guaranteed promise that God has come to us in love. He's come to right every wrong, to forgive every sin, to establish peace between himself and us, and to make us at peace with one another. Peace, goodwill toward men. Not, as some translations say, peace to men of goodwill, as if Christmas is only for those who have goodwill. No, no. Christmas is for sinners who have no goodwill of their own and who are afraid because of the holiness of God that they don't have, and it is a gift for us. It is God telling us that he has given his eternal Son, and he is at peace with us, and he has nothing but goodwill toward us. So don't run away from God. His glory isn't to hurt you. It's to bring you peace and goodwill. Don't look for him in your own strivings, your own good deeds, or pious efforts to please. That won't bring you peace. Instead, look for him in your baptism, because that's where God adopts us as his holy children. Look for him in his holy word that tells you, that declares to you his peace and goodwill. Come to church. Join the shepherds in finding Jesus where God has shown him to be. We invite you to any one of the congregations of our parish. First American Lutheran Church in Mayville, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Grace Lutheran Church in Crookston, Sunday morning at 10:30. First Evanger Lutheran Church in Fertile, Sunday at noon. And please tune in next Sunday morning for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.